Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Krithi Industries Q2 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Asian Markets Securities Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. Actual results may differ from the expectations, projections, etc., whether expressed or implied. Participants are requested to exercise caution while referring to such statements and remarks. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Karan from Asian Markets Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Seema. A very good morning and welcome all to the Krithi Industries Limited 2Q and first half FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Asian Markets Securities. From the management side, we have with us Mr. Shiv Singh Mehta, Chairman and Managing Director, and Vinita Ma'am, Group CFO. I now hand over the call to Vinita Ma'am for the opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you.
For my opening remarks, I'm Shiv Mehta, Chairman and Managing Director.
Participants, we have the line for the management reconnected, so you may go ahead, please.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the earnings conference call of Krithi Industries Limited for the first half and second quarter of the financial year 2023. Let me first discuss the operational highlights of the second quarter, after which our CFO will provide you with the financial highlights. The company registered an overall volume growth of 6% in the second quarter on year-on-year basis, with total sales volume of 8,451 metric tons as against sales volume of 7,995 metric tons in the same period in the previous financial year. However, there was a decline of 7% in terms of value due to sharp decline in polymer prices. The business profits of polymer industry have been severely affected in the first half year financial year 2023 due to continued fall in PVC resin prices and other polymer prices, which started with effect from April itself. On 1st April, PVC prices were rupees 141 per kg, or which came down to rupees 88 as on 30th September. Additionally, the fire incidents at the company's Pithampur plant in the first quarter during peak season led to inventory being carried forward to the second quarter, which could not be liquidated as this is a lean season and the monsoon affects the immediate sales. In the first half, sales volume grew by 12% year-on-year, while building product segment grew by 50% year-on-year. The company has finished development of broad range of SKUs for building products and column pipe segments, where it intends to focus aggressively because of their non-cyclical nature and higher value addition. The company has robust plans to expand market geographically in the states where the company has already made successful entry. Additionally, the business has also made an investment of approximately rupees 30 crores in the new capacities. The sharp fall in polymer prices has resulted in inventory losses but has also made products more affordable, and further, with good monsoon, overall business sentiments for farmers have improved. Therefore, we foresee an increase in overall demand during the second half of the year. The company is fully geared up to absorb this opportunity with existing and expanded capacities across all business segments where it is present. Now, I hand over the call to our CFO, Mrs. Vinita Pantambekar, to give you financial highlights.
Thank you very much, sir.
Participants, thank you for waiting. We have the management reconnected. So please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. Sorry for interruption and disturbance. So, good morning, all of you. Let me take you through the financial performance of our company on a consolidated basis. The revenue for the second quarter of financial year 23 was rupees 104 crore, down around 7% year-on-year. EBITDA reported a loss of rupees 28 crores for the quarter, and we recorded a net loss of rupees 34 crores. The quarterly segmental performance for agriculture product observed a decline of about 19% year-on-year due to reason provided by CMD. However, there is a growth in terms of volume. While the industry solution and building segment saw a growth of 15% and 28% respectively on a year-on-year basis. For the first half of financial year 2023, revenue stood rupees 288 crores as increase of 8% year-on-year. EBITDA reported a loss of 34 crores and we recorded a net loss of rupees 44 crores for the first half. Now we can open up the floor for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Thank you. We take our first question from the line of Mr. Rahul Jain from Crescent Wealth. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, yes, Rahul, you are audible.
Sure. So, sir, you have mentioned in your opening remarks as well as in the presentation about second half being much better than the first half. And with good monsoons and better crop, the demand should be good. So, typically, in terms of, you know, as we speak today, we are almost about, you know, the next quarter, 45 days are almost done. So, are you really, what kind of demand increase are you seeing in all the three segments in which we operate? If you can give some quantification in terms of percentage rise or some quantitative details.
So far, what we have seen,
the issues are over.
Okay. First, I'll respond to the sales side and then on the inventory side. Our growth during last 1.5 months is over 40% comparison to year-on-year basis. And we anticipate the growth rates should be continuously better in coming months, because as we had mentioned, that more affordable prices and good monsoon definitely will generate more demand. We are also ready with the higher production capacity. That's why we will be able to offer to market the increase in volumes, market demands. Number two, we had inventory at the end of 30th September and there has been a decline thereafter. So there will be a almost, if I look at the numbers, from 88 rupees, which was around 30th September, prices have come down to about 75, about 14% drop. But when the market is on a continuous sale basis, because in monsoon you get stuck up because sales come down to a halt. Here it's a continuous sales cycle. So there will be impact on overall margins, but there will be a positive margin going forward.
Sure. And sir, with regards to building products, our capacities are done. In the previous quarter, you had mentioned that the product SKUs also we were done with. So,
Right.
Typically now, what kind of sales do we expect in this current year or the second half? You had earlier guided in the previous two calls for 100 crore sales in building products for the current year. So if you could, for the next half, what kind of volumes do we project compared to the 1,750 tons which we have done in the first half and the sales value?
We are seeing substantial growth month in, month out, and the growth in BP segment will be much more than agri segment. Overall growth, as we had projected, we are targeting to, closer to, I would say, 100% growth than what we had done earlier.
So that means, are we talking about around 3,000-3,500 tons of sales volume in the second half in building products segment?
Yeah. This is what we are looking at in terms of total volumes.
And sir, what gives you that confidence? Like, what changes or what strategic things which we have done, which seem to be, you know, giving you fruits and this confidence that we can actually have a 100% growth over half on volumes?
Because what we are seeing, the trend in sales with our dealerships already in place in many new places and in the existing markets, our product range is complete, and our distribution and marketing efforts are yielding results.
Sure. So just one last thing now. For last two, three years, we have been, you know, trying to get into the newer states. So MP and Rajasthan have been almost about 60%-65% or 70% of our sales. And then we had entered Maharashtra, where we have almost 10% market share in the districts where we have entered. So what is the success in the other states, apart from these three states, which we have seen in last, say, 6 months to 12 months, and more so in the agri as well as the building product side? Can you share some details about the states where you feel a lot of traction is visible now?
You see, if I look at other states, we have definitely grown better in building products in other states as compared to agri, because we are focusing more on building products. And now, if I see the Northern India is where we are getting a reasonably good response. In Southern, in few states, we have got good entry, and we are stabilizing. Because of fire, as you all know, we had slowed down our new dealer appointment because there was a constraint on manufacturing side at our end. But since the end of, September, that's in from October, once again, we have started our initiatives aggressively, and we are on track.
Sure. One last thing, sir, if you allow me. With regards to building products, so this quarter, we have not shared the segmental EBITDA margins for agri, industrial, and the building side, which we were doing for last few quarters in our presentation. So just a suggestion, please continue to share those margins. And the question is, at, say, 3,500 tons, assuming we do around 60-65 crores of sales, or I would put, say, for a year at 100 crores of sales for a building product segment, what kind of EBITDA margins do you envisage in the building product segment?
Building products should offer better EBITDA margins, close to 20%.
20% on EBITDA?
No, little more. I'm trying to be little, you know, careful in making numbers here. Building product generally offers a higher EBITDA margin, but our initial costs may be higher because of promotion and other efforts. So normally, this is about 25%-30% that we can certainly expect in building products.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much for the patient replies. I'll come back in case of further questions, and best wishes.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Dhwanil Desai from Turtle Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, good morning, sir. Sir, am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible. Thank you.
Okay. So, sir, the first data point, if you can quantify the inventory losses, I know it's on a running basis, normalization, and average price at the end of the quarter for the PVC, so that, you know, we can have some sense on the inventory loss that we may have for the current quarter.
You see, when normally the inventory of 2 months, if you carry, I mean, and particularly when you have a debacle like a fire, the inventory exceeds the normal limits because raw material keeps coming in as per the contract. So from when the prices came down from 141 to 88, obviously there was a more than 14 to 20%, it's almost like 28 to 30% fall. So we would have lost over 40 to 45 crores in the Q2, and we had lost almost like 18-20 crores in Q1. So put together it's more than, I mean, 60 crores around or something. I can give you exact numbers, but it's close to that we must have lost on the inventory.
Okay. And what was the average price of the inventory we carried forward in the first October? Will be around the same price as market price, around 88 rupees, or will be higher than that?
Around that. Yeah, because we always price it on the whichever is lower, market price or our carry forward cost.
Okay. So going forward in this quarter also, 88 to 74, that means there will be at least, 14-15% loss on the inventory. Is that a right assumption, or as you said that since it is a moving inventory, the loss will be less than the percentage fall in the PVC prices?
Absolutely, because there is a 14 to 15% fall, but if you are liquidating your inventory, the fall is gradual over period. So the net impact will be much lower than this. And there will be a margin on which you sell. So we feel that we should turn positive in the quarter.
Okay. And pre-COVID, if we look at the inventory PVC prices, they were ranging anywhere between 70 to 80 in that range. And we are already now in this range. So do you think that we are at a stage where the further fall maybe 5-10%, and then it will stabilize around this place?
You see, when we talk to our suppliers worldwide, they also are struggling at these prices, and they also estimate that there is a certainly cost push which is forcing them to ensure that the prices recover a bit or don't go down further. So looking to the petroleum prices, I mean, when I say crude petroleum, these prices looks to be on a the end of the downward trend. And from here, the prices should stabilize.
Okay, got it. Thank you, sir. Sir, the second question is on the building product side. So I think you alluded in the earlier question, I wanted a clarification on that. So in the first half, we did around 32-33 crore on the building product side. And in terms of volumetric ton, around 1750. So full year, are you looking at 3500, or are you saying that incrementally S2 will be significantly better than what we did in H1?
Certainly S2 will be significantly better than H1.
Okay. So I think we, in the last call, we talked about 100 crore number on building products, and we are currently standing at around 32-33 crore. So reaching that number looks a tall task, because then we have to go to the 25-30 crore run rate, in each quarter. Do you think that is feasible?
We are trying. Let us see, because the prices of a material have come down. So metric ton wise, what we had projected, we have looked to be on track. But the realization per kg basis, as the material prices have come down, may be little lower, but we should still target somewhere what best we can do in terms of our annual operating plan.
Okay.
And we are proceeding well on that. So far.
Okay. So this 1,000 tons, 1,000 metric tons in a quarter, so S2 will see on run rate basis improvement from that, right? So 1,000 can go to a higher number in Q3 and maybe slightly higher in Q4. That is the right way to look at it?
That's right.
Okay. Got it, sir. And sir, you talked about 20% EBITDA margin on the building product side, but if we look at the margins of other companies, who are doing, CPVC based building products, their margin also is not 20%. So, how are we looking at that 20% margin? Shouldn't it be lower than that, around 15-17% margin?
No, I was talking EBITDA. Total margin after interest and depreciation would be lower, certainly. But EBITDA margin up to 20% in building product is doable. This is what we have said.
Okay. 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 Got it, sir. And, sir, lastly, on the our volume declined on the agri side. Now, you know, if, and then this is a lean quarter, I understand. But even on a, half yearly basis, your volumes have declined or remained almost flat. So we have entered into so many new states and we are trying to gain market share. So has it not actually fructified? And how do we see our market share gain in states like Maharashtra and Karnataka?
You see, normally rain stop towards September 1st or 2nd week. So second half of September is quite aggressive sales. But this time rains continue till October 10th or 15th in most of the states. So that is why this is a little marginal decline in agri size, because when it's raining, the pipes won't be put on the ground. Otherwise, September, once again, the volumes have picked up significantly. So it is only because of the rains that when the rains stop, then only the price start, sales starts. So if you see year-on-year basis, last year if sales had started in September, this year it is softened towards only middle of October.
Okay, got it. And last question from my side. So, so last year Q3 was a very weak quarter for us compared to Q3 of FY21 and even FY20. So we are growing 40% on that basis, but are we planning to reach close to where we were in FY21 or even FY20?
Yes, we should do better than those years this year.
In terms of metric, right?
In terms of metric, yes.
Okay, got it. Thanks, that was very helpful.
Thank you very much. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Ankur Kumar from Alpha Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, sir. Thank you for taking my question. Sir, while most of my questions have been answered, I am just trying to understand a bit more on the inventory. So we are carrying an inventory of 155 crore as per the balance sheet of September. And you are saying the price has fallen around 13-14%. So that means we'll have another, say, 15 to 20 crores of inventory loss even in Q3, or is that a wrong understanding?
That's a wrong understanding, because you see, now our inventory will be close to about 40 days cycle. And obviously, the fall in prices is a gradual phenomenon. So what we foresee that during this quarter, the prices have fallen by 14%, but the net impact will not be more than 4 to 5%. But the margin in business will more than offset the inventory loss.
Sure, sir. So we expect to be profitable for this quarter, yeah, and then coming quarter. And in terms of demand, how are we seeing, sir? Because prices have fallen a lot. So how is the demand shaping up?
Demand is quite good. It is better than earlier years. And there is a positive growth in terms of both volumes in metric ton. And we are seeing week on week improvement.
Sure, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Viraj Mehta, Equirus PMS. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hello, sir. Sir, just first point I wanted to understand was, if we look at what has happened to our company in last 6 months, the amount of money that we have lost in terms of inventory losses is more than the profits we have made in last 3 years combined. How do we make sure that this doesn't happen again?
This kind of a price fall is something unusual and not which was seen before. But for us, it was a very difficult situation. We had a major fire just before onslaught of main season, because April, May are the most aggressive months for sales for their agriculture PVC pipes and fittings. But because of fire, we could not sell. So we had a piled up inventory. There was a flowing in inventory as per the requirements for the processing. So we built up inventory in April, May, because we could not convert raw material into finished goods. And that's why we had to carry forward this inventory into the next quarter, which is immediately after May, which is a very dull rainy season when you are not able to sell much, because during rains, pipe will not be put on ground. That's why we had, this was a very difficult situation where we had a major inventory loss.
Right. Sir, second thing I wanted to understand was, if we look at our December 2019 number, which was 150 crore of sales, even if I assume 40% growth over December 21 that you're talking about, we are looking at a 170 crore sale number for 2022 December, which means over a 3-year period, we have grown roughly 10% combined over a 3-year period. That is significantly lower than lot of our, actually most of our listed competitors. And this is in spite of us entering 3 more states, starting building products from scratch. Why is this happening, sir?
You see, as we had seen, last 2 years were very difficult years for industry when raw material prices have peaked at a very exorbitant levels of almost 160 rupees against average of 70 to 80 rupees range, which is generally for the raw material prices. So it had impacted the market demand in agriculture business. Building product continued to grow in India very fast, but agriculture did not grow as much. And this is where, once we establish our building product segment, we see a robust growth in the coming years, because building product as such should be growing well in India, looking to whatever government push on urban and rural infrastructure of housing and other areas. So agriculture will continue to grow. As we go to the new states and new areas, building product will also grow. This is what is our estimation.
And sir, and over last 3 years annual report, we have mentioned multiple times 1,000 crores, 1,200 crores. Now with the PVC, and that is before the PVC prices were also 70, 80. Do we still stick by those numbers that PVC price is currently at 70, 75?
Well, for last 2 quarters, you must have seen that I have said that I'm not making any assumption on numbers in terms of top line towards 1,000 crore, because what we have gone through in 6 months, first we are consolidating our positions very clearly, and we'll be able to forecast numbers after this financial year once we are through with all the internal realignments and everything. We have this year also, first half, we had a challenging time because of the inability to process material for a significantly important season time.
Right. Sir, my last question is on balance sheet to ma'am. If we look at the deterioration in our balance sheet, because our equity is now only 108 crores and our debt is now north of 100 crores. Actually, our debt is actually more than our equity now, which is the first time it has happened to us in a very, very long time. Do you see increase in the rates that the banks are offering us because of the deterioration in this balance sheet?
Actually, if you will see, the debts are not from bank. We are having only 12 crores loan from banks. Whatever is the debt, that is from promoters itself. So,
yes,
we are...
It is from Kriti Nutrients.
No, I am Kriti Nutrients only 10 crore. This is long term and since long time. But okay. See, this time this is from CMD and one more promoter. So this is debt from promoter, not from other group companies.
Okay. And ma'am, what will be the cost of that debt, please?
That is around 7%. 7 to 7.5. Thank you.
And thank you so much, Mr. Mehta, for your candid answers, and wish you best of luck for the future.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Deepak Poddar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are.
Thank you very much, sir, for the opportunity. So first of all, I just wanted to understand, you mentioned this third quarter we should turn positive and inventory loss should be much lower. So one can envisage, I mean, 5 to 10 crores inventory loss this quarter, considering only 14-15% PVC.
If anything, plus minus something of 5 crores, I would say.
Plus minus something of 5 crores. And you have in the past have always spoken about our normalized EBITDA margin in the range of 10%, 11% or going up to 12-13%, right? So by when do you expect that that level we can achieve, basically a normalized level kind of EBITDA margin? Should that...
Once the prices stabilize for PVC, which we hope that it should now, I mean, we should start getting that EBITDA margin straight away without any reason of any delay.
Yeah, so it has stabilized, and assuming that we turn positive in third quarter, so from fourth quarter onwards, one can expect that kind of EBITDA margin, 10-12%?
Surely, we are hopeful. We should.
We are hopeful of that. Okay. And in terms of even on the revenue front, I mean, you mentioned that we will be able to forecast numbers maybe post after this financial year, but any kind of growth assumptions also that you would like to share will give us some kind of understanding where as a company we are heading towards in terms of top line. Yeah.
In the initial question, I had mentioned that during current year, mm-hmm. even H2, the second half of the year, I am expecting a growth rate over 30-40%.
Growth rate of 30-40% in second half?
In the second half, H2, only for H2.
Over H2 of FY22, right?
Yes.
Okay. And what about FY24?
24, I will like to forecast after we conclude this year, after uh-huh. we have realigned everything.
Fair enough. And then how is the channel inventory situation? Are we seeing any kind of a destocking activities that because of the PVC resin prices going down, and that destocking activity would have stopped because now the pricing has stabilized? So what understanding we have out there?
Now dealers are more comfortable buying at these prices, uh-huh. but since they have seen a continuous decline over last 8 or 9 months, uh-huh. they still would like to see one upstick to be gain more confidence. But still, they are stocking because there is a demand. And since there is a demand, they are buying and regularly stocking. But as you ask me, what is their level of comfort? There is a positive sentiment, but there is skepticism also.
Okay. But do we expect that this rupees 74 rupees per kg, is that the bottom? I mean, since it's kind of fallen by about...
Very difficult to predict in today's world dynamics of... socio-political realities, mm-hmm. but still looking to the cost structure and what we get to know from our suppliers of raw material who are major manufacturers worldwide, that they themselves find these prices little uncomfortable.
Okay. But is there any kind of, dumping also happening, in the Indian market?
It's a question of dumping, because as most of the other European and US markets and China are down, obviously, major material will flow to those markets who are still accepting material. So, India is one of the destinations which is still looks to be on positive on inclining curve in terms of growth.
Okay, fine. And what of seasonality we see in our revenues? I mean,
you see, this monsoon is the lowest time of sales, because during monsoon, pipes are not put on the floor. Mm-hmm. But thereafter, from this now to say April, there is a positive cycle of sales. So certainly Q3 and Q1 are the most voluminous months, mm-hmm. As compared to others. But Q4 is also reasonable.
Understood. Fair enough. That's it from my side, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Dhvanil Desai, Total Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. My question, sir.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Anant Jain, individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. One question, how much inventory are we carrying in tonnage today, PVC inventory?
Today we would have a normal cycle of about 1 month to 35 days total. PVC, I'm talking raw material plus finished goods cycle.
Roughly in terms of tonnage, if you can give me an idea.
So, I mean, today it will be, I mean, since we are in the season, the finished goods cycle, the stocks deplete, but say about 4,000 tons around.
4,000 tons. So, thanks for that, sir. My next question is, essentially what I have observed in terms of agri-pipes is that agri-pipes tend to do much better when the monsoon is weak. Because then the farmers would need pipes to kind of, you know, get water or from a distant source. But when the monsoons are strong, the agri pipes actually tend to do a little, not that well as they would do when the monsoons are a little weak, not like very, really weak. So, but what you are saying today seems to be totally different from what my understanding is. So if you could help clarify where I'm wrong.
You see, unless there are water bodies carrying water, there cannot be irrigation through pipes. So you need monsoon and water to carry water. Number two, if you have a good monsoon, the season lasts right through April, May, June, because a farmer will take two or three crops based on the availability of water. So normally we have seen that when a good monsoon, the sales grow and sales grow well. Maybe some diameter of pipes may change in terms of areas and requirements, because if there is a good water body, the longer lines of higher diameters are also in demand along with the distribution lines of pipe. So with a good monsoon, you see growth both in large diameter and small diameter pipes.
So my last question is, you said that we'll be making 20% EBITDA on building material. When I see the margins of larger competitors like Finolex or even Astral, or the margins for Astral, which are probably the highest in the industry, stand at around 15-16%, and for other players they are around 10-12%. What gives you the confidence we can do 20% at a much subscale when compared to a larger peer?
No, if you look at Astral and others, their margins are higher. Normally, you will see that fittings offer better margins, CPVC offers better margins. So I think the industry average is above 18%. I mean, just look at them numbers.
No, I have looked at the numbers of planes. I have looked
This year is a different. This year typically is a difficult year.
Overall, so like if I were to look at a normalized year also, like the margin has mostly remain below 15% in pipes and fittings, a percent here or
so. So then I will have to recalibrate my numbers if it is so, because we cannot anticipate that our margins will be much better than these industries' established brands. So I'll have to recalculate this study. I appreciate that one. If that is so, because my understanding is
Prince margins even at the peak were 18%, and they have been on an average around 12-13%. So that's the reason I wanted to ask this question.
I'll have to stand corrected if that is so.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
I must thank all the participants for being here with us. These have been very difficult times, and we all look forward to your good wishes for emerging out of the difficult situations what we have faced in the last 6 months. Thank you for your support.
Thank you. On behalf of Asian Market Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.